thrill and an honor to be back. You know, I never would have guessed that this could happen. The front office has put together a legitimate contending type team. Now it's the manager's job and the coaching staff's job to pull it together as a team and get the most out of these guys. That's our number one job. This is serious stuff now, and who wouldn't want to be here?
So the Jays have finally chosen a conductor for their star-studded symphony. It's a name from the recent past, not as recent as John Farrell, but as you saw, John Gibbons, Jays manager from 2004 to 2008. John, take us back to your home in San Antonio, Texas, where you were when the phone rings and what you think when you get the call from Alex Anthopoulos.
Well, actually, Mikey, I was trying to get this body in shape, and I was out in my garage lifting some weights, you know, and I had my phone out there, and it was, you know, it came up Alex. You know, I've talked to Alex over the years since I left, and I picked it up, and he said, hey, well, how would you like to come up here and, you know, talk about a few things? It really caught me off guard, but I had been following what was happening up here, you know, in his managerial search, and never in my wildest dreams that I think I'd have a shot. So, you know, but he really did. It caught me off guard, but I said, heck, I'd love to. So I ended up here. We got together and had dinner on Sunday night, and we really hit it off. I mean, we knew each other, and that helped. The fact that I had experience and he knew how I ran a baseball game, I mean, that helped big time too. So then he made the offer to me on Monday night, and then sure enough, here I am. So it's been kind of a whirlwind. You know, probably everybody and their brother's been speculating on everybody else out there. So it's kind of neat, but I know it caught everybody off guard.
So here's what I'm wondering. You're right, it did catch people off guard. Scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you now? How surprised were you that I can say you are the new old manager, again, of the Toronto Blue Jays?
Heck, 12. You know, I really, you know, Mike, I never would have thought this could happen. You know, I can remember thinking back when I got fired the last time and Cito took over, and I thinking, you know, Cito, you know, got his start here and had a lot of success, and they brought him back. And I thought, you know, that's pretty neat for an organization to do that because it doesn't happen too often. You know, you look back on Billy Martin, maybe a couple other guys, but, I mean, it's kind of rare in this business, especially if you really haven't won anything. So, you know, it's surreal. You know, I'm sure it'll sink in the next few days, but, you know, you couldn't ask for a better time to come back. You know, the team they're putting together here has got a chance to be a really, really good one. And, you know, somebody's got to be here when this if organization wins that championship, might as well be me, huh?
Absolutely. Now, I noticed in the news conference this morning that you were getting a lot of really friendly questions, and you were actually responding with the names of writers and broadcasters and even using nicknames. I think this is a case of what goes around comes around. You got along with the guys before, and as a result, the fact that you're coming back, a lot of people in the media are kind of celebrating that.
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of friends doing this. I mean, it's one thing you got to expect, you know, in this business when you're a manager. I mean, you're going to take some heat. I mean, they're going to question your moves and all. I mean, that's part of the game, and that's the beauty of baseball. But, you know, just sitting around with these guys over the years, I mean, we spend a lot of time together. You know, we have a lot of common interests, and we sit around and get to know each other and have a lot of fun, regardless of what happens on the field. I mean, they have a job to do. I've got a job to do. But I sure enjoy being around a lot of them. We have a lot of laughs, and it sure was good to see a lot of them today.
See, what's really disappointing is that you don't have a nickname for me, even though we used to work in the same building, train at the same gym.
That's right. But, you know, Mike, I think you tried to get me on the show last time, but I kept ducking you. I think it was some controversial issues that kept coming up, or maybe in the world at that time, and I was ducking you.
So funny that you bring that up, because you did have some friction, real friction, with a handful of players. Ted Lilly, rumored to have gotten physical. Shea Hildebrand, Frank Thomas, didn't like being benched. Management sided with you each time. Is that your style? I'm the manager, these are my calls, and you guys have to suck it up. Is that something that we can expect to see again? Because, let's face it, not everyone thinks the clubhouse this past year was run very well.
Well, Mike, I mean, somebody's got to lead. I mean, that's your job as a manager, is to make the tough decisions. And I mean, I'm conscious of what all these guys think. I mean, they're paid to do a job, and they're paid to produce. Fans are paying to come watch these guys play. But, you know, there's certain days, you know what, somebody else, maybe the team's going to be better off if they're playing, or you may need a rest. And, you know, you're not going to get along with everybody in this game. You wish that was the case, but it's not always going to – it doesn't always happen that way. And somebody's always mad at you, but – you know, I think I've never had a lot of problems with the teams I've been on, to be honest with you. And you know, I plan on, you know, getting with this group and having a great time. But I mean, there's going to be times where, you know, there's going to be some unpopular decisions, and you just got to live with that. But you got to deal with it. Somebody's got to.
Okay, so John, final question quickly. You understand, I'm sure, that the heat is on right away. This is not a team that's saying, hey, we got a 5-year rebuilding program. This is a team that's right. Saying, you better win right now.
No doubt about it. And you know, having managed before, you know, you come in here, you get. I mean, I think there's no honeymoon period. You know, I'm not a new guy. You know, they put together a heck of a roster right now. There's big time expectations. So I mean, they're going to expect the big results, or the heat will come down. But you know, I'm not afraid of that. I welcome that because very very rarely do you get a chance to manage some really really good teams. Unless you're a very experienced guy that's had a lot of success. So I plan to make the most out of this, and I'm looking forward to getting started.
Public address, ladies and gentlemen, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons. How's that sound?
Oh, Mike, I've heard it before, but it sounds better this time.
Thanks a lot, John.